On this episode, toxic masturbation versus transformational solo sex. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for listening. Before we dive into today's episode, a final reminder, please take the listener survey that you can find linked in the show notes. It will only take a minute or two. I would love your feedback so I can serve you better. Also, about 48 hours from now, I'm going to close that survey and draw a random name from everyone who has submitted that survey. And that randomly drawn person will win a free one-on-one coaching session with me. So please take a minute to do that. You can find the link for that in the show notes. Let's talk about masturbation. Really, one of the most critical things that we need to do, not only to improve our sexual health, to improve our relationship to sexuality, but really one of the most critical things that we need to do to improve our lives as men, is to improve our relationship with masturbation. Almost every man, I think, with maybe a rare exception, I've never really met an exception to this rule, but maybe there is one, you know, never say never. But I think for pretty much all guys, masturbation starts out as something toxic. And let's reconnect with what that word means. What does toxic actually mean? One definition is extremely harsh, malicious, or harmful. Another definition is containing or being poisonous material, especially when capable of causing serious debilitation. And I think, like I said, for pretty much all men, that is the place where masturbation starts out. And it starts out that way because for a few reasons. One is that for most guys, especially in today's world, it starts out linked to porn. And that porn comes with, you know, all of its own negative aspects in so many different ways that it affects us. But if you're masturbating to porn, it's automatically toxic. There's no positive way to be masturbating to porn. And that, again, is the case with pretty much all young men today, is and has been for quite a while, and I'm sure for a lot of you guys listening, is that masturbation, even maybe from the very beginning, was linked with porn. But even if it's not linked with porn, it still starts out in somewhat of a toxic place, in the sense that, number one, for a lot of young men, it's far too often, right? They end up in this, you know, daily or multiple times a day. It's also very much goal-oriented. It's with this idea of basically getting off, right? So for a lot of young men, it's extremely quick, and there's really nothing positive about it. And in fact, there's actually a lot of negative things about it. It really, really drags us down and drags young men down. I think again, pretty much every man, right, starts masturbating in some way, shape, or form as a young man. So it starts out in that very toxic place. And for most guys, it continues to be a toxic thing. And I've spoken with guys in their 40s, 50s, even 60s, who it continues to be a toxic thing, or at least it has been until we've spoken and worked on it. So for a lot of guys, that place of masturbation being this toxic thing continues. And the longer it continues, the more of a negative effect it has. It adds up more as the years go on. You know, those excessive ejaculations are more impactful as the years go on. The negative effects, both mentally and physically and spiritually, add up as the years go on. So unfortunately, a lot of men, masturbation for them really always stays in this toxic place. And it not only drags down their sexual health and their sexuality and their relationship to that part of their life, but it drags down their life overall. It really becomes truly a toxic influence. It becomes extremely harmful and really, in a lot of cases, truly debilitating. It saps all of their energy. It saps their happiness and their joy. It saps their physical vitality. It saps their discipline. It becomes really very much a toxic influence on life. So if we're going to transform not only our lives overall, but if we're going to especially transform our sexuality and our sexual health, including with partners, it is absolutely critical that we transform our masturbation practice from toxic masturbation to what I would call transformational solo sex. And I like the term solo sex because it conjures up something different. You know, it conjures up a different perspective and different ideas in our mind. When we think about sex, I think for most of us, we think more about connection, right? We think about it becoming sort of a richer experience, right? And so if we think about, not that there's anything, you know, wrong with the term masturbation, it's fine. But I think we can improve on that by thinking of it as solo sex, because it changes, again, it kind of shifts the perspective and it shifts the way that we think about it. And when we really make major changes and when we really approach it in a much more mindful, high vibration way, which we'll talk about a little bit more in a minute, it truly does become transformational. So let's review what that word transformational actually means. What does it mean to transform? First definition, to change in composition or structure. To change the outward form or appearance of. To change in character or condition. So when we rework how we approach masturbation, when we approach it as solo sex, when we approach it in certain ways, it absolutely has the power to be hugely and positively transformational in your life. It will transform you, and it can transform you in such positive ways, physically, mentally, spiritually, sexually. It is an area that can become an area of incredible growth and even healing. And for a lot of guys, that idea, and I think in society at large, I think there's very few people who really have any insight or perspective into what that can really be. You know, I don't think there's very many people who really understand just how positive that kind of solo sex practice can be, but it absolutely can be. I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it in so many guys that I've worked with who have implemented these things into their life. It becomes, not only do we remove the negative aspects, but it becomes really a tremendous source of not only pleasure, of course, but it becomes a tremendous source of power, of healing, of drive, and really of transformation. I see guys truly change their lives from the inside out with a positive solo sex practice. And that's something that I've talked about on this show, that really this show is all about. It is about us changing our lives from the inside out. It's about addressing what is going on within ourselves and changing those things and growing those things so that we can not only change ourselves and the way that we experience life, but we can then go out and change the world around us and the sort of situational aspects of our life, right? So your relationships and your business and your physical health and all these things, it all starts with what's going on inside. And a positive solo sex practice is absolutely has the power to truly transform you from the inside out. So I know that all of you guys are in somewhere different on this journey, right? I know that there's a lot of you guys who are still in what would really be considered a toxic masturbation practice, right? If you're still working on getting off of porn, that's still the place you're in. And that's okay, right? It's nothing to be ashamed about. You're certainly not alone by any stretch of the imagination. So wherever you are in this journey, whether you're really still in that place of it being, you know, a toxic practice, or maybe I know that some of you guys are much further along in that journey. And I know that a few of you guys, it is a very positive practice. It is truly a transformational solo sex life that you have. And even when it is to that point, there's still so much more growing that we can do, right? So much more that we can explore there in terms of not only the sexual part specifically, but then in how we can actually take that into transmuting it into changes in our life, right? And into creating things in our life. So wherever you are in this journey, continue to move on that journey and understand that that really is the journey from toxic masturbation to transformational solo sex. Now, let's talk about a couple of keys to what transformational solo sex really looks like. Now, there's a lot of episodes previously on this podcast that go into various aspects of this. So this is certainly not meant to by any means be an exhaustive guide to this, but more just maybe a couple of key reminders, right? The first thing is to approach it very much like you would approach really two things. One being how you would approach a meditation, and two being how you would approach connecting with somebody else, right? So one of the big differences between toxic masturbation and transformational solo sex is that it becomes much more about connection. Toxic masturbation is very much about disconnecting. And it really, that's one of the big effects that it has, is it really disconnects guys from themselves. It disconnects them from their body. It disconnects them from their spirit, right? It places all the focus on this external thing, and it totally disconnects them from themselves. And that plays out not only in the masturbation itself, but it plays out in the rest of life. And, you know, in guys' ability to be present with the moment, to really be connected with themselves and therefore to connect with other people. On the other hand, transformational solo sex is very much about connection. It's about reconnecting with yourself, reconnecting with your body, reconnecting with your spirit. So that's something that we definitely want to keep in mind as we approach a positive transformational solo sex practice, is that it is really very much about connecting with ourselves in a much deeper way. So we want to bring our presence and our focus to what is happening inside of us, right? To connecting with our spirit. And as part of that, again, we want to approach it kind of like we would approach a meditation, right? Which is approaching it with awareness, approaching it with curiosity, approaching it with presence of what's happening in the current moment. So when we start to bring those qualities into our solo sex practice, when we're aware of what's happening actually in our body, in our mind, when we're aware of the energy, when we have a curiosity about that, and when we really have full presence in the moment, when we're not lost in fantasy, when we're not watching porn and escaping to some other place in time, but when we're instead truly present with what is happening in the moment, then things really start to shift. That is really the foundation. Whatever it looks like in terms of how long it is, you know, how long you're practicing, whatever it looks like in terms of how close to the edge you come, or whether you even go over the edge and ejaculate, or whatever, any of those other sort of aspects of the practice, they become secondary to the mental and inner approach, right? So the real foundation, if this is going to be a positive practice in your life, if it is going to be a transformational practice in your life, it is going to be that because you approach it in a mindful way, because you approach it with awareness and presence and curiosity, and you approach it in really a spiritual way. It becomes about connecting with your own spirit. And I know for some of you guys, that might seem like kind of a foreign concept, right? Whether it's semen retention, it's a positive, you know, solo sex practice like this. Some of these ideas that we talk about, they can be a little hard to really get until you experience it for yourself, right? So if the idea of a solo sex practice being really a spiritual experience, really a deeply connected experience, if that seems kind of out there for you, or if that seems like a faraway concept, it's because maybe it is based on where you are right now. But as you move along the journey, as you get closer to that place, as you start to experience it for yourself, you'll see that that really is what it is and what it can be, right? So my suggestion would be that, number one, if you're in a place where it's toxic masturbation, right? Your number one goal is getting away from that. There's no need to try to rush the, you know, kind of positive side of this. There's no reason to try to rush into having a mindful, spiritual, solo sex practice. There's plenty of time to move into that, right? If you're in a place where it's still a toxic masturbation kind of practice, where it's still connected with porn, you know, where you're ejaculating every single time, every day, or however often it is, that's your first goal, is move away from the toxic side of it and at least remove the negative side. And for some of you guys, that very well may involve taking a complete break from masturbating, and that's fine. That can be very helpful for a period of time. But it's not, and I've talked about this before, it is not a long-term plan. And some of you guys, maybe if you're just finding this show for the first time, maybe you haven't heard me talk about this before, but I can promise you, if you've come through sort of the NoFap community, or you've heard about some of these ideas, I can promise you that the approach of simply not masturbating ever again is a terrible approach. It's terrible. It doesn't work. It causes a lot of guys to fail. It causes a lot of heartache. It's really not the path. So the path that I teach, the path that we talk about on this show, that I talk about with clients, is absolutely not simply not masturbating again. It doesn't work. However, that can be appropriate short term, right? So if you're moving away from the toxic side, make that your number one priority, getting away from porn. There is no bigger priority, I believe. If porn is part of your life, that should be really the biggest priority in your life as far as growth and improving your life goes. Because it is. It's the number one thing that's dragging you down. Whatever else is going on in your life that you might be bugged about, if porn is still part of your life, it's affecting those other parts. All of them. So that's the number one goal for sure, if that's the place that you're in, is get rid of the toxic side of this. So get rid of porn. Get rid of the daily, you know, masturbation ejaculation cycle where that's dragging you down. Now, I know a lot of you guys are further along in the journey, right? So if you have moved past that, and maybe you're more on the side of, okay, how do I really figure out how to really get the most out of a positive solo sex practice, right? Certainly, that's going to include practicing semen retention. If you're ejaculating every time, it's going to drag you down, whether you're using porn or not, right? So certainly semen retention becomes a part of that. But then once you've got the very basics down, so I would consider the basics of a positive solo sex practice to be, number one, there's no porn. Number two, you're practicing edging where you're not ejaculating every time and you're practicing semen retention, right? Where the days and even the weeks add up, where you're edging on a regular basis. That's what I would consider the basics, right? And then from there, now you start to dive deeper, right? Now you start to figure out, okay, how much can you really connect with your spirit as a part of this process? How mindful can you be? How aware can you be? How connected with the energy in your body can you be? How much can you start to control and guide that energy? How much can you start to really transmute that energy into creativity, specific creativity? You can, absolutely. The potential is there for you to literally do something as direct as edging and moving that energy around and moving it into your head and having a creative idea come directly from that. And that creative idea, just as a reminder, our entire life is creative. You building yourself and you building the life that you want to build, that is a creative process. So when I say that we can turn this sexual energy and our sexuality into creativity, you know, a lot of people, when I say that word creativity, they might think, oh, it's like art or music or, you know, that kind of creativity. And while that's absolutely true, that you can turn sexual energy into those things, everything is creative. You know, figuring out the path that you want to walk in life, that's a creative process. Figuring out solutions to the challenges and problems that you're facing in your life right now, that's a creative process. Figuring out how you can grow your relationship, that's a creative process. Figuring out how you can find and build a relationship, that's a creative process, right? Improving your physical health, it's a creative process. It's all creative. So we can literally take that energy and we can transmute it directly into creative ideas, right? So if you are in that part of the journey where you do have the basics in place, and you're starting to, and you're wanting to more figure out like, okay, how do I go deeper with this, right? One thing that I would suggest is you start to lengthen your sessions, because in so much as it's like meditation, one of the things that we know with meditation is, and I'm a huge, if you've been listening to the show, you guys know this. If you're new to the show, you may not. I'm a huge advocate for meditation, and meditation will help you get off porn. Meditation will help you create a positive solo sex practice. Meditation will help your physical health. It'll help your relationships. It'll help your mental health. Everything across the board has benefited from a regular meditation practice. And it doesn't, to get so many of those benefits, it doesn't take a long time. You don't have to meditate for a very long time, right? 10 minutes a day, every day, can and will change your life. And I've seen it over and over and over again. I mean, I have countless clients, every client that I get meditating, without fail, sees the benefits, right? Clients recently that I've started working with who are getting off of porn, they immediately start to see the benefits within a week or two of meditating. So meditation definitely will help, but there's one interesting thing, and there's some studies around meditation, and some of those studies look at what happens in the brain when you meditate, right? And what they found is that there are certain changes in the brain that happen once you get to about 30 or 40 minutes of meditation. Now, again, I don't think meditating 30 or 40 minutes for most of us is really necessary. Of course, it's beneficial if you choose to do that, right? If you have the time. But I think for most people, until they get further in the journey, maybe, and even then, a lot of people aren't going to put in 30 or 40 minutes of meditation, even though it would be beneficial. 10 minutes is plenty beneficial. It's amazing if you start meditating 10 minutes a day. But the reason I bring this up is that brain scans show that when we reach about 30 or 40 minutes of meditation, there's some changes in our brain that happen at that point. And so when we translate those ideas to a solo sex practice, when we start to move into longer sessions, they become transformational in a new way. You start to expand on the energy. You start to connect with the energy in a new way. You start to gain control of the energy in a new way. It really becomes a very different experience. So if you have the basics in place, and let's say that you've been, you know, you have an edging practice that you're practicing every day or most days, and maybe it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes. If you want to start to go deeper and explore more of what you can get out of that, one of my suggestions would be to start going longer. And maybe it doesn't have to be every day, right? Maybe once a week or a couple times a week as time allows. You start to push those sessions longer. You go 30 minutes, 40 minutes, maybe you go an hour. For most guys that I've talked to and worked with, once you cross about, you know, there's not a precise time, but once you cross about like 25, 30 minutes, somewhere in that neighborhood, the experience really shifts. It gets very different and really becomes even more powerful. I mean, 10 or 20 minutes of a positive, mindful, you know, edging solo sex practice is amazing. I mean, that can and will transform your life. But if you're wanting to take it deeper, one of the ways to take it deeper is to go longer, right? To go longer. Another way is to start going deeper inside of yourself, right? And the way to do that, there's different ways to do that. One that I would suggest is you connect more deeply with your meditation practice. Maybe you start with a meditation before your edging session, right? You start to bring more of those meditative qualities. You get further away from fantasy. You get more connected with yourself, right? So there's a lot of ways to sort of deepen and enrich this solo sex practice. So continue on that journey. Wherever you are in this journey, again, I know a lot of you guys are in, you know, probably the majority of you guys are closer to the toxic masturbation side of it. And not only is that okay, but it's a beautiful thing because you're listening to this show, which means unlike the vast majority of guys out there who are going to continue with a toxic masturbation practice for years or even decades to come, you have a different path, right? You have a different possibility in front of you. And you have a different intention in front of you and with you, right? You have a different intention for that part of your life or you wouldn't be listening to this show. So again, I know a lot of you guys are closer to that toxic masturbation side of it. Work on it. Commit yourself to it. Believe that you can change. I know a lot of guys who are really stuck in that. They get in this place of kind of being hopeless, of feeling like, man, I'm just never going to be able to change this. I promise you, you can. I've seen it over and over and over again. I've seen it in guys who were working on it for decades, truly decades. You know, I talked to a coaching client a while ago, and when I was kind of getting to know him and his background, I asked him, I said, how long have you been trying to change this, right? Because he'd kind of described to me that, you know, he's known that this porn, masturbation, ejaculation habit was dragging him down, and he's known that he wanted to change it. And I said, how long have you known that? How long have you been working on it? And he said, 20 years, right? So I know a lot of guys, whether it's been 20 years, it's been 1 year, however long it's been, I know a lot of guys get in this place of feeling kind of hopeless, like, man, I'm just never going to be able to change this. I promise you, with the right approach, with the right support, with accountability, you know, depending on your situation, it is absolutely something that you can change. So commit yourself to it, believe that you can change, start to put in the work, and of course, reach out to me if I can help you. This is, although I never would have thought, you know, I certainly never would have thought 10 or 15 years ago, but even a few years ago, I wouldn't have thought that this would have become the biggest thing that I do, but it absolutely has. It's the thing that I help more guys with than anything else is basically moving along this journey from toxic masturbation and porn to getting rid of the porn to starting to build a positive transformational solo sex practice. And then from there, it feeds out into everything. It feeds out into your discipline and the actions that you take and, you know, the food choices that you make and whether you're working out or not. And it feeds into your relationships and it feeds into your business. It feeds into everything. It's been one of my favorite things to see is that when guys fix this part of their life, when they move along that journey in a positive way, it literally filters out into every aspect of their life. So move along this journey, do so with faith, with commitment, and you have my support if you would like it. So listen to, we're almost at episode 400. This is episode, I think, 398. I need to look at the number, either 398 or 399. So we're almost at 400 episodes of this show. Not every one of the episodes are about something relating to sexuality, but a lot of them are. right? So there's a ton of free resources in the episodes of this show that you can dive into, right? For free. If you would like more support, if you would like one-on-one support, if you would like accountability, reach out to me. We can set up coaching. You can schedule a one-off coaching session via the link in the show notes. And if we want to talk, if you'd like to talk about ongoing coaching, we can talk about it on that session. So I'm here to support you. I'm sending you all my best. Hear me that I have faith in you. I've seen so many guys change this. I've changed this in my own life. You can change it too. And you can really completely change this part of your life to, instead of being something that's dragging you down, that's making you feel shame and guilt, that's dragging you down physically, mentally, spiritually, that is something really toxic, you can change it to something that is so positive and so empowering that will fuel you to create the life that you desire. I have faith in you that you can do that. Keep taking steps. Let me know if I can support you. Thank you again for listening to the show. If you get benefit from this show, number one, I would love it if you would leave a rating or a review either on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening. Leave a rating. I would love that, and share it with friends. That's one of the, I think, most important things, is that we talk about this more, right? Now, I know you're not going to maybe go out and start talking about this with every person you meet, but talk to your friends about it, right? Be the one who maybe brings it up. Be a positive influence. And one way that you can do that would be to share this show. So sending you guys my best. Thank you again for listening. Have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.